This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 864, How Bettina Found the Key to IELTS Writing 7.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Bettina needed a 7 for writing and was stuck at a 6.5. After taking the exam 5 times, hiring teachers, and watching videos that didn't help, she finally found her way to that magic 7. Listen today and learn from her epic IELTS journey.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We are here with a very special guest today. And again, guys, we know that this is an uncertain time for a lot of people, but we here at IELTS Energy and All Ears English, we want to try and stay focused on the positive as much as possible. So that is why, guys, you are going to learn how to finally get the 7 you need in writing. Just like Bettina. So Bettina, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Thank you, Jessica.
All right. So we are here to discuss one thing specifically, which is the frustration of writing on IELTS. Now, before we get to that, why did you take the IELTS exam? What do you need these scores for?
Well, I... planning to go to UK to join a chiropractic team and work in a clinic. So the GCC, which is kind of the association of chiropractors, they need me to have the IELTS to be a chiropractor there.
Okay, awesome. So this exam is just a huge obstacle. It felt like a huge obstacle, right? Because you know, one would say that IELTS doesn't have to do with practicing being a chiropractor, but it's you still need this darn exam. So how many times did you take the IELTS exam, Bettina?
Well, I took IELTS 6 times. And I took the first test in October and then one test each month, approximately.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot. Like that's a lot of time, first of all, every Saturday, right? But also the money that you paid to take all those exams. Oh, that's painful. All right, so why did you have to take the exam so many times? Like what was the one thing that you couldn't get past?
Well, everything was okay. The reading, the listening, the speaking, it got better and better. But the writing part, I was stuck with a 6 or a 6.5.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And Bettina, you're definitely not alone. I'm sure you've heard students on the show in that same situation before. That half a band from a 6.5 to finally getting a 7 in writing is enormous. So before learning the 3 key strategies and practicing them a lot, you worked so hard. I saw your writing get better and better. But before exploring our strategies, you did try and solve this problem in other ways, right? So what were you doing to try and improve your writing before?
Of course. So I watched many videos on YouTube, and there are plenty of videos about IELTS and especially about the writing part. They are good teachers, but most of the time they have different opinions and they are not really specific, and you can get lost among all of those IDs. So yeah. Also, I took some classes with English teachers in Paris, and while they were supposed to give me specific details, because they were supposed to be specific teachers, mm-hmm. they were very vague and they didn't do much more than helping me with some grammar. So they were teaching me English and they were not really teaching me IELTS.
Right.
I also bought the book, the IELTS book, and it's the same. It's really good for the reading. Sometimes it can help and
sure,
but it's not enough to improve in writing.
Right. Yeah. So a couple things that I want to highlight from what you just said, because I know a lot of people listening can identify with these feelings and this experience. It is so confusing and depressing on some level, because there is so much information out there, which on the face of things sounds great. Right? You could be like, yeah. Oh my God, there's like 100 different writing task 2 videos that I can watch for free. So this'll be easy. All the information I need is there. But then like every single video is telling you to do something different. So how do you know which person to follow? Like that sounds very frustrating. But then also, and I think again, like a lot of students have probably experienced this where, yeah, like you can find a great English teacher that can teach you some awesome words and help you with some complex sentences or whatever, but that's not the part of the IELTS score that's tough. Like that's not why you were stuck at a 6.5. It's these other two categories, guys. The task, right? Task achievement and task response, and then the cohesion coherence. It's those two categories that you cannot find solid free advice that all agrees online. First of all, like you really need an IELTS expert for that stuff. So Bettina, is that what you found? Like, is that what you think helped you to finally increase that writing score, where like learning about the task and the cohesion coherence?
Yeah. Your strategy helped me to get clear about the structure. I knew exactly what was expected, so I was not lost anymore. Mm-hmm. Also, it helped me to build a strong vocabulary list and really specific, not to get lost with what is familiar, what is not, what can you use or what you cannot. And finally, the samples you're giving helped me a lot awesome. Because I had something to focus on to build my writing exactly how it has to be.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, guys, the importance of model essays, right, are everything. So we in the IELTS course, well, in everything we do, we know how important context is to learning, right? How much input our brain needs, not just to understand something, but to take knowledge that you understand to be able to use it, right? It's that sort of transition that's really hard, because you could take in a lot of stuff. You could watch a lecture all day. Does that mean you can then like produce the same magic? Probably not. Like there's a lot of steps that come between learning and using, right? So model essays, I think, for writing are that step that is missing, especially from like free videos that you watch on YouTube. You're not going to see a whole model essay there either. All right, Bettina, you were able to get that 7. So congratulations. I feel like I didn't say that yet, but it was probably understood by our listeners. Yeah. So can you tell us like a couple specific things that we helped you change? Because you had personal coaching sessions with us, and you also got email feedback on your essays. So I can say for sure, like firsthand, I saw your score increase as I saw you practicing and improving and taking our advice. So what are a couple things that really were like game changers for you?
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and future IELTS candidates. If you want to learn the same strategies that helped Bettina get past this exam, you can, guys. We have a 3 keys course just for you. Computer, paper, general, academic. We have what you need at 3 keys IELTS. Check it out now, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
First of all, your energy. I'm sorry, it's not really about... the strategies, but it's part of it for me. So you can testify that I was feeling a bit low taking IELTS after IELTS and being stuck at the same point for months. So yeah. Your energy was really precious for me to keep on studying with a smile on my face.
I love it. Let's okay. say that's a strategy. Let's call it a strategy.
Yeah, it is. It is a strategy. Okay. Being more serious, the lessons are super explicit and simple. So you didn't teach me English. You teach IELTS, as I said before.
Right, yeah.
And the samples, again, it's really important. The brainstorming as well. And what it changed, it's really how confident I was feeling. The ideas were coming more and more easier, in an easier way, sorry.
Cool.
So I was really more confident.
That's fantastic. No, it's true though. I mean, the energy that we feel, the energy that we are taking from the outside as well, that can cause your brain to be more focused or less focused, right? So if we compare like the first meeting that I had with you, right? When like we were talking about what you needed to change in IELTS and what your goals were, like, yeah, man, it was heavy. Like I could feel your heaviness in that first meeting. Cause you're like, okay, you guys are my last option. Like this is over for me if you cannot help me get the 7 in writing. And I'm like, we can do it. So that shift in energy is so important, because think about this, like if you had allowed yourself to be stuck in that place, this brain fog, right? Like you said, your ideas could start coming more easily. The brainstorming lessons help, of course, but also it's just like you were able to clear away these cobwebs of doubt, of insecurity, right? The confusion, the loss, just like get those out of the way. So the ideas that are possible can come through. So I love that. Yes, energy is a strategy. Okay. Yeah. So Bettina, how did you feel when you got your scores? Like, where were you? What did you do? Describe that moment for me.
Okay. So first, they were supposed to give me the result on the 16th. And so they did some suspense because they were 2 days late.
Oh, no. Were you like, for those 2 days, were you like thinking the worst? You're like, oh my God, like I'm not going to get my score. Something was wrong with the test and it's like not valid or something.
Of course, 100 ideas came to my mind, really. In the end, I had my results, and I think that the entire country or maybe neighborhoods heard me screaming. I was so happy. I jumped everywhere. I felt that I climbed a mountain and now I can do whatever I want.
So, yes. Really. Oh my gosh. I love it so much. I love it. Oh, this is so great. I am feeling inspired by your success and your relief right now. Okay, this is so cool. All right, so before we bring this to a close, Bettina, let me first remind everybody listening that if you also want to experience the joy of shouting from the IELTS mountaintop like Bettina, you can. There are 3 ways you can study with us. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and just choose the IELTS plan that works best for you. All right, Bettina, any last words of wisdom or advice for future IELTS test takers?
So my advice is, first, don't lose any more time on the YouTube video or the books or any teachers that you can find anywhere. The second is, just follow the 3 keys and read as much as you can.
Yes, that read is very important. I'm really glad that you added that because it is hard work, right? But you put the work in and you got the result. I'll just tell you real fast. When I saw your email, like when you told me the score that you got, I also was so excited. I immediately, like I forwarded it to Lindsay, to Aubrey, to like the whole team. I was like, you guys, she did it. So anyway, we were all very excited. Okay, so guys, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. You too can learn these strategies and be on the show in the future when you get amazing scores. Bettina, thank you so much for taking the time to do this today. Very lovely of you. And yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.